time for speaking psychologically. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
I can't complain at all. I guess I preferred weather a little warmer than this, but I guess it's going to get nice, hopefully, before now in the football game.
Well, I knew you were going to have be in a good mood because the Spartans pulled out a victory, although it wasn't pretty.
A win is a win, Tony.
Dr. Braccio, when we talk about things, it's uncanny. It's sometimes it's like I'm laying on the couch. You talk about the world of absentee fathers and many others who left less involved than necessary. What does a father need to do to best help his children? I come from a single parent home, just a mom, no dad. The stepfathers that were there were just terribly negative influences, and I still battle some of the challenges that those losers left behind, and maybe it drives me too much to be a better dad to my kids. What does a father need to do to best help his kids?
Let me follow up just on that one statement, Tony. If that is a positive outcome of a difficult situation, you being a better father for the children, then that's a very good outcome of a difficult situation. So I applaud you on that, and that's a good thing to be striving for, always to be the best you can be. But specifically, a good father, first of all, needs to be there. I mean, that would be kind of step one, okay? Be there, be available, try to be a helpful person, you know, be realistic to the child, try to model good behaviors, and help the child do the same thing. You want to show affection. You want to, you know, I think as you have it, give a religious or certainly a strong moral orientation. But it's certainly being there, going to their events, being responsible for them, enjoying them, loving them, just being an active human being involved with part of you, part of your history, part of someone that you actually brought into the world. And too many fathers, by the millions even, are not doing that.
What happened? What happened to men wanting to be dads?
Well, I think what's happened, there's been a real breakdown in the family, Tony, in the past 40, 50 years, is we have appropriately worked for equality and made people as independent as possible. We've also made a situation where people divorce, people just have children, people somehow don't have that sense of family and community as much as we once had. And then we have the phenomenon, the really unfortunate situation of the young teenage girls, certainly not turning them into bad persons, but having children, not able to really financially take care of them, not being able to give them the educational opportunities by never having had them themselves. And then you've had the fathers coming in, leaving, and not even being involved. So there's just there's a lot of negatives. I mean, there's a lot of positives because there are people like you, people like many, you know, millions of fathers also that are doing the best they can, trying to get more involved, groups trying to get them more involved. But it is really a war that has a lot of casualties to children.
It's interesting the things that we remember. As I was coaching both my boys in youth baseball this summer, I had thoughts that I never had a catch with a dad. I never played baseball. What do we do to get over scars like that?
Well, I think what we do, we have to move forward. We have to make sure that the children that we have, like in your case, your children, that you are actively involved, and you let them know, too, how wonderful this is to you and how you hope it is to them by having you around and having you as a family unit. And I think another thing, anytime you talk to someone, Tony, as you are right now, actually, people listening, that haven't been involved or might be more involved or could be involved with someone, then that's where you're really taking that negative set of experiences and you're turning it into a positive set of experiences for other people. Because there are many fathers, if they're out there, and by the way, there are millions of good fathers. We're talking about those that haven't been involved, who could be doing more. You just have to try. The parent has to say, you know, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to help my child. Because children need models. They need mothers. They need fathers. They need family members. And it really is a responsibility, and children don't ask to be born. And if you get involved in the process, you really have to get in there and do the best you can. And through your experiences, Tony, you talk to people, you help people, and you do your job as a parent. That is the good thing, good way to try to get rid of scars and to help others not have them in the future.
Dr. Braccio, you've told me about how as a teacher in the mid-60s, you thought you could teach every child to be a student achieving his or her potential, but the times have changed, but the achievement by class and race have remained stubbornly constant. Talk about that.
Well, I really believe, Tony, in the mid-60s when I was teaching, it was a world of anything could be done, everything could be changed, and a belief that the constant residual low-achieving student could be brought up and done, you know, do effective work. Well, I think obviously with millions that has happened, but with millions that has not. I think you're talking about so many changes in the home, the breakdown in the family, not always having the right attitude about what is education, what is it, and then having appropriate language patterns in terms of putting words and sentences together, which is one of the big things that the middle and upper classes have advantages in school, that it has been a long road, and we're still to the point of looking for strategies to help children achieve that seem to have this capacity, sadly, to not learn or not move forward. And that really is, you know, 50 years later from my beginnings, actually, on this, it's something unfortunate. I have not given up. I think we just have to keep trying harder. We have to really work hard at the 3 R's. I still believe that if you read effectively and you communicate effectively, your self-esteem is going to be higher than trying to just work on self-esteem in terms of getting someone to read, not that someone doesn't have to like themselves. But I'm kind of old school on that, and I think we need more of that. We need school discipline. We need dress codes. We need parents to be responsible for their kids. So those are old school ideas that I think we need more of now.
You talk about the breakdown of the family in the past 45 years. I can remember hearing a pastor talk about the front porch and the back porch. And he said back in the day, the front porch was a place where neighbors got together, where people would look after the community and the kids collectively. And for some reason, the front porches shut down. Everyone moved to their own world, to the backyard. And he had thought that that had led to the breakdown of the family. You agree with that?
Yes, I do. I think there's been a lot of that. I also believe, I'll give you another one, a little secular humanism in a way. I think as you get people away from religious beliefs, as you get people away from church community activities, it leads to a breakdown, and you don't have that sense of community. Like, I've always liked the idea, Hillary Clinton pushed it, and others have certainly said it, that it takes a community to raise a person. And I believe when I was growing up in a community, you did have all kinds of people in your community that you could talk to. You could go next door. Someone would come to your house if they weren't there. The community really worked together. Went to an Italian parish school, you know, where all the parents, all the kids knew each other. And there was a real sense of family. I think I see that in some, but I see many that are really isolated, don't have views, don't have good background history, no parents or one parent. It's really very, very difficult.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, my friend.